Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, March 28th, 2022. Hello, welcome. What the fuck is up with Will Smith? Why would he do that? Oh, wow, right. Jesus! You know, I almost want you to play the audio, the uncensored audio. I honestly, because they muted the audio on it when it happened on the telecast.
Where was that?
And
I can find it.
I found it on the Rolling Stone Instagram, 20 minutes later or something. They already had posted it, and it was there, and I hit play.
I wonder how they
went,
get the audio from the telecast.
Well, I heard it aired, that aired live in Australia.
Oh, boy.
So well, they didn't even try to edit it. They just let that roll through. So maybe they have different, maybe they go, hey, that's an American broadcast. Yeah. We had nothing to do with it.
Right. We were just taking the feed, man.
So,
and yeah, maybe they get it without a delay, because clearly if for them to know that that was all happening, there had to be a delay to us. And I want to say ever since the Super Bowl tit situation, you know, the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing, the tituation.
That accident. Right.
Yeah. But ever since then, they're, I mean, they've always, I thought they've always run in delay, but I think they're running a longer delay now. So, yeah. I don't know. This is ABC, so I'm not sure. Do you have the actual audio?
I'm looking at Rolling Stone right now. Let's see.
Well, we had one this morning that we looked at.
Yeah, we did, but it was like in Japanese or something.
Oh, yeah, Rolling that's Stone, right. Some lady was talking over it. Right?
Rolling Stone had it, like you had to flick two over, and then it aired, it showed the exact audio.
Oh, I see.
Right, we'll look for it. Basically, it was just a lot of Will Smith yelling the F word. And
well, but I...
You, Chris Rock saying, I just got...
He just slapped the shit out of me.
Slapped out
so
of
did
me,
you
right.
guys see that part where Will can't Smith went up on stage?
Hold on. Pause that, I can't hear her. What?
Did you guys see that part when Will Smith walked up the stage to go slap him?
Yeah.
Okay, my TV froze right when... Right, it was like Chris Rock on it, and I was like... Okay, and the audio went out, so I'm like, oh, somebody's cussing. But then it was just him standing on stage by himself, like, still smiling. And the next thing I know, it cuts to Will Smith yelling at him, and the audio, it's dead silent. And so I didn't know what happened. I had no clue what happened.
You know what? Now I just remembered. So I was behind because I'd paused it when I'd gone downstairs to do something. Yeah. And actually, I got a text from Christina that said, did you just see what happened? Was that fake? And I went, I don't know, I'm behind. I'll see it in a minute. And then it came right on right then. So I was actually ready for it.
Oh, interesting. It was like I had a delay. It's like, you know, when we hit the dump button here. That's what it was like on my TV. So I didn't see it until later on.
You know, that's
Instagram.
Funny, Vin. Actually, the fact that she said, was that real? Like, I actually did think this is a bit. Because even the punch looks kind of fake. Like, even the way he throws himself after it looks sort of fake. I was like, is this
It may have at first, but because I don't disagree with you, but I watched it again and went, oh, he hit him. He open-handed slapped that guy. Mm-hmm. And you can hear it, and you can also see in Chris Rock that he's, let me tell you something, Chris Rock may be good at stand-up. He ain't that good of an actor. He was fucking stunned. Yeah. He had that look on his face like, that just
happened
to me.
What do I do now?
And then when you could hear him, incapable, because there's an adrenaline when you get hit in any circumstance, the adrenaline rush it will leave you almost paralyzed, like
right?
It's really intense. And I know there are people, probably Bryn doesn't get that, but
any mad, normal you start to
person,
shake.
No, absolutely, you do.
It's incredible.
You get an adrenaline rush, it's ridiculous. So, you can see he's trying to cope with it and sort it all out. And that's
well,
when you
know,
can't, it just wasn't faked.
Will Smith is not in control of himself and gets up there and does this. And Chris actually sort of giggles when he gets up on the like, oh.
Yeah.
And so he's completely stunned and surprised. And I'm sure every possible scenario of how he can react to this is going through his head. And that in and of itself can be paralyzing. Like he doesn't know How do I respond to that? Do I go after him and tackle him on his way back to his seat? Do I walk off the stage? Do I just keep
going? Yeah,
there's
a point where Chris Rock just kind of he stands there and is like, I should. He kind of says it out loud, too. Like, I think he's thinking to himself, do I go over there and beat his ass? Or do I run backstage? And he's like processing. You know, he's in shock.
And now, to his credit, he tries very hard to kind of get it back on the track.
And he does, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. And you can tell for a guy who speaks for a living, he's having trouble getting himself together. Mm. But what I now in retrospect, I'm surprised someone didn't come out there with him. Anyone to come out and just,
right,
you know, stand put an arm him around and, him, right, or just stand next to him or something.
And how hard must it have been for him to later see Will Smith win the award for best actor and get out there and talk and cry for 5 or 6 minutes and not apologize to him. Right. And the whole crowd was like with him. I was like,
I don't know if they were with him
really
or not.
Wrong.
It felt, it was, I'm telling you, probably everybody
was
is stunned. Still trying. I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out.
A lot of people are upset that, I think it was Tyler Perry and Bradley Cooper.
No, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington went up to him. But I'm like, you don't know who went up to Chris Rock behind the scenes because there's probably nobody filming him. Like, you know, to console him and stuff.
Right.
Like, a lot of people are really upset about that, that Will Smith, one, didn't get kicked out. And then two, colleagues are going up to him, making sure he's okay, but not Chris Rock.
Well, apparently he went back, and this is just me piecing it together, and so I don't know, but apparently Will went back to his seat. That's when we heard him yell, keep my wife's name out your mouth twice, right? Really loud. And
with
that's
the F
also,
word.
And that's also the way he said that, that wasn't fake. You know what I mean? Like that was
that's
him
exactly what I thought.
Louder and stronger and more intense. And you kind of go like, oh, he's being, that's, and then he apparently after that, he got up and walked away. And that's when the people were consoling him, Tyler Perry and Denzel. And but he apparently had tears coming out of his eyes. So that probably also, again, with the adrenaline that comes from stuff that you don't normally do,
right,
might have just been overcoming him, you know?
Right. We have no idea what his day was like. Getting ready for the Oscars is very taxing.
But they show him, and people wrote this in on our text machine, he partied late into the night. And so I don't doubt either his wife or someone he knew said, you just won an Oscar, so be an actor, put your fucking smile on, and go party with people, because
right,
that's what you're supposed to do.
If I'm Chris Rock, I leave after that.
Oh,
I'm
I
like,
would have
you
too.
You know what? I am. I don't want to be here.
Well, and mm-hmm, people are also upset because this is the second joke that Chris Rock has made about Jada Pinkett Smith at the Oscars. The first one was about when he
I
hosted.
I saw that one.
Yeah, in 2016.
Oh, I didn't. What did he say?
He said in 2016. Let me find the quote.
So there's some bad blood between these two. Like, I don't really know what their history is.
So this is what he said. He said, this is when he hosted. He said, Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. And then he continued saying, it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West.
But he's there to joke.
Yeah.
Right?
And so then they asked Jada's response to that. And she said, hey, it comes with the territory. You just got to keep it moving.
Well, there it
well,
is.
So that's there
because
it
does come with the territory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're the biggest ones, that's who gets the shots taken at them. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if privately they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something
that
going on.
That may be the case.
He gets up and gets on that stage in front of a billion people and bitch slaps him.
Mm-hmm. And that may be the case. And I don't know, you know, and we see people get canceled now, and I don't even like that word. And I don't think it's the way we should handle mistakes people make. But if you're someone, if you're a hiring person, and I've never heard Will Smith be someone who's got an anger management issue or whatever, but you have to think twice about a guy who's willing to do that on a stage like that. It's very difficult to hire him, I would bet. So we'll see if he, you know, he just peaked. He should be, the job offers should be rolling in as an Academy Award winning Best Actor. So we'll see if he gets.
I wonder if people will take a wait and see attitude. Like, is Will Smith going to be in some deep shit for this? Is this going to be totally glossed over?
I'm bummed about it. And it,
it's
and
a,
I'm
it's
telling
a
you,
super bummer. I'm with you.
It gave me anxiety last night. And I know I'm, you know, I already have trouble on a Sunday night, but I was actually like kind of amped up from
felt like something's wrong in the world. I really did feel like, is this just the last 2 years and now he came, what, that was the final straw? Or is this the, does he have anger management? I've never heard that, but it was, it, I thought it ruined the show.
Oh, it,
and look, I already hate that show.
Yeah.
But, and so I was in and out anyway, but like that, it changed the entire tone of the show. Everyone was edgy.
Well, it changed. I definitely am bummed at Will Smith. I don't think that you should get hit. I just don't. I don't think you should do that. I don't believe
we're
that about
ups.
Our job. There's plenty of weird stuff we've done from the very beginning of our careers up until today. And no matter what, it, it never deserved a punch. And do you remember, I forget the guy's name, but he was threatening to kill Hooman. And it was just like, no, dude,
Mark
you can't
Pitta.
Come around here anymore. You can't be that. Like, this is the workplace.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
No, we don't make physical threats
right.
on other people.
Right.
Right. It's not. So. It's just, it felt super like an overreaction. I get it. You don't want to hear jokes about your wife. Stand up and say, Chris, please do not say my wife's name again.
Or walk backstage and be waiting for him when he comes off stage and then deal with that.
But right, but you don't slap someone
hell.
With a giant live telecast.
But you know what? You, and we should probably get to a bad advice, but I'll tell you, you touched on it first thing in the this morning, which was he has to live with her and he must know what she wanted him to do. He must have some idea when he looked at her and saw she did not think that joke was
because
funny.
Because he was laughing.
Right. He must have realized, I know what she wants me to do. And I have
I know
to go
what
do
I have
it.
To do. Right.
And you said that first thing, and I didn't even think of that, but that must be it. The pressure you get from your partner.
And during
if you
his
really
speech.
Love them,
right. Yes. And no, I mean, right. We don't, we're not in that relationship. And that must be it, Ben, because then later, as he's taking his Oscar, you know, and doing that 6 minute tear-filled speech, he was like, this, you know, I've had the opportunity to protect my family. I'm like,
okay,
you guys are all grown-ups, it's a fucking joke, and you know, you could just have words.
I'll be interested. You know, they probably
know.
All got to bed late and they're all waking up late, and we'll see how things shake out over the next couple days. I'm
right.
interested.
Is anyone going to say anything about anything, or is this just going to be one of those things that happened and the world moves on? Okay. Anyway, do you want to? I'd like to hear the actual audio, and then we can move.
Oh, okay. Let's see. It's on Instagram, so I can't really fast forward it.
G.I. Jane 2. Can't wait to see it. All right. It's, that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith.
Wow.
Oh,
so that it.
That's where they cut the.
Yeah, they just cut it.
Oh, no. The Instagram on Rolling Stone had the live audio. You hear it.
Yeah, I think this is right here. This is a third page.
That.
Well, I want to hear him yelling.
Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Oh, shit.
That room.
God, I just felt so awkward all
it's,
over again.
Yeah.
So awful. Oh.
Just cook the
creepy crawlies.
Yep. Gross.
Oh.
You know, a texter texted in and said about the G.I. Jane joke, like, in reference to, like, it wasn't cool about the alopecia and stuff like that, but at the same time, the movie G.I. Jane is about a strong woman. So, yeah, the hairstyle, but it's a strong woman. So it's like, it was. I can't really find the text right now, but it was the way the texter said it. I'm like, you're right. That movie is about a strong female.
You know what? So, seeing it right now, I'll just say, in my opinion, that was a bad joke. It wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't funny. It didn't. It fell flat for sure. Like the room didn't laugh. He laughed like.
Yeah. Well,
but it doesn't sound like he had that planned.
No, that felt off the cuff. Like he took one look at Jada Pinkett Smith and went, "What is she? The new G.I. Jane?"
Yeah, he just threw that out there, and then it fell flat, and then got way worse from there.
Yeah, it wasn't the best joke at all, but.
It doesn't matter. It was still a joke. Mm-hmm. It was a joke, and you're upset about it. Go talk to the guy. Don't get up on stage, slap him, and then yell the F word at the top of your lungs in the middle of the Oscars. This is supposed to be like the night of love and awards.
You know, I don't know how what his...
The behavior.
I don't know what people think of him, but I've always thought of him as a super friendly, likable guy.
I am 100%.
That's a side of him I do not know.
Whew. Anyway, all right. There's that. Yikes. All right, here is a letter. This is a problem. I'm going to say I've only just skimmed it because by the way, thank you to our listeners. Lots and lots of brand new bad advices just got dumped into my folder. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't send yours.
Send
get
more.
To them. Right. So this person starts out, hello to all of us. First, I want to say I love all of you. I've been listening to you guys since high school, and now I am 32. I have no money and no prospects, and I'm a burden to my parents. Just kidding.
Oh, that's a quote from Pride and Prejudice. The movie.
Is it a 32-year-old?
It's 27. I think I posted it when I was
that's hilarious.
Turning 27. It's this whole thing in that movie with Keira Knightley.
Sure. I've seen it. I don't remember that line.
It's her friend because her friend went to go is marrying the cousin that they all hate.
Oh.
Like he's just weird. And Keira Knightley's character is like, you cannot marry this guy. She goes, I'm 27 years old. I have no money, no prospects.
And I'm a burden to my parents.
I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel too.
So she says, to make a long story short, I found out that the guy I've been kind of dating for the past 7 months has a girlfriend that he lives with.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
Let's call him James. James and I had dated solid for 1.5 years. I was his girlfriend. I knew his friends. My friends knew him. We went out regularly. We would go on trips. He would sleep at my place 3 to 5 times a week. All the normal stuff, but he didn't want to meet my parents or let me visit his. He lives an hour away from my town, and he works here too. I never visited him in his town because he didn't want me to. He said he wasn't ready. I saw this as a red flag, and I ended things. However, every time we saw each other, there was still a strong attraction, and after 2 years apart, I gave in, and we started hooking up again about 7 months ago. So he was fully dating her, and then she did the right thing and ended it because she's like, this is just weird, dude. It was a friends with benefits situation. I wanted to take things slow. We agreed to keep it casual. We would see each other once or twice a week and sleep with each other exclusively, is what they said. James and I have been texting over this past weekend, and it seems suspicious. So I decided to do some online research.
Uh-oh.
He has no social media, but that didn't help him. I found another woman living at his address. How the fuck do you find this stuff out? She has been living with him for the past year. I searched for this woman on Facebook and found her with photos of James and her hugging and doing other cute couple things. I looked at the comments and people were saying, what a cute couple they are. I was heartbroken. I thought we were getting close again. I never saw him with another woman. There was no talk in town that he was dating anyone, and I thought it would be different this time. Obviously, I'm going to stop seeing him, but the question is, how? Should I just ghost him? And every time I see him in town, just ignore him? I live in a very small town, so the chances of bumping into him is high. And it sounds like he works in her town, and that's how they would see each other all the time. Should I tell my friends about this? If I do, then the whole town will know. Should I call him and ask him what the fuck? Should I invite him over and confront him about it? Should I reach out to the girlfriend, tell her James is cheating on her? Or should I go full Usette and bust the windows out his car? Any bad advice? Very angry Latina.
Oh. I'd ghost.
It is difficult because of the whole small town, close, you know, bunch of friends. Do you want to be the asshole who's like, that guy? Rah, 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 rah. But I kind of want to be that guy.
You do?
I mean, I'm so mad, you know? I kind of want to be the person who goes, I thought he was right, and he turns out he's... I don't know if I tell the girlfriend, although she should know.
I'd ghost, and if I was super pissed, I'd tell the girlfriend just to fucking spite him and bust him out. But you got to move on. You can't fucking cling on to this and just be all depressed. And you lose. You're the loser.
Yeah.
If you're the one that's like, oh, you broke my heart.
No, I'm going to break yours.
I don't know. I mean,
people do such awful things to
each other. I know. We're so terrible.
It really is. You know, I talked briefly about this, my high school girlfriend last week, because this was a person that lied all the time. And I had this stinking suspicion she was cheating on me, but I never knew for sure. And then after the fact, I find out, oh, yeah, everything you thought was happening. And all these things that you were involved in that seemed fishy or weird or... that's what was happening. And it's the bottom line becomes, this isn't someone that you need to be around. So what, this is my question to the writer. What do you need in order to get the fuck out of there? What's going to do, what will work for you? Not what we think you should do. What can you do and stick to it? What will, like, I think you'd be fine to call him and say, fuck, dude, I just fucking checked you out because you burned me the first time, and it turns out you're living with the chick. What's your story? And see what he has to say for himself. That doesn't mean that you need to believe him, because you already know he's a liar. But I don't think that's the worst thing that you could do. I think the worst thing you could do is go to his house or do the last thing you said, which is bust the windows out of it. Don't do any of that.
But you're right, though.
Call his wiener small, too.
Yes. Yeah, you got to do that. But I think that Vinny has hit upon it. You have to not be with this guy anymore. He's shown his colors. This is not happening. He's living with someone. I mean, even if he was to be like, I threw her out and it's all you. Well, he still was cheating on you while he said you were exclusive while he was cheating on her. And I'm sure they thought they were exclusive because they're living together. Like, it's whatever gets you to a point where you can really not be with this person anymore. This is respect yourself,
right?
And don't be with this person.
And I'll tell you the reason that I said it the way I did is because my first reaction would be, yeah, fucking ghost him and never talk to him again, block his number and be done with it. But people can't do that.
So
and you
hard.
Find that people can't do that, so you realize, like, this chick's gonna call him or go confront him, so why bother with ghost him when you know she's not going to? Like, if you have that in you, then do that. That's the move.
Yes.
But I don't think that she's got it in her. Very few people
do. But the whole confronting people, you know, then their lies start and their excuses start. Like, I just don't even bother with that. I would tell my close friends, I would. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Why should this guy get to go with an untarnished reputation when you've been, I mean, you've gotten burned by him again? I don't like this.
Right. And look. The feeling, if you had the feeling you needed to look him up and check him out, that's what I'm talking about. That
yeah.
weird stinking suspicion I had as a little boy. I was like 16, but I could just tell this chick was, she just had problems and she wasn't, it was a issue. And I ended up with her for a long time on and off. And it was just one of those things where
young love. It's
in the end, you learn from it, right? You hope that you learn from it. But what ended up happening for me after I was done with that girl was I didn't want to date anybody for years and didn't. I mean, I hooked up, but no one got a second date ever. And it wasn't any of their fault.
Not until Karen, really.
It was how broken I was from that situation where I just went, I don't trust. And I don't know why people do the things they do, but people are awful to each other.
Over the years, I've heard a lot about Darcy.
Yeah.
And I almost called her Dancy. And I like some of the things that you took away from that, like that you didn't like the jealous person you be. Like, you know what? You learn, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I've got to feel jealous. I don't want that. And I think in some ways that it made you a very cut and dry person. And I'm not saying that you weren't necessarily before, that you wouldn't have arrived there, but she taught you some lessons about how you wanted to feel.
Right.
And
well,
what
I think,
you found acceptable and unacceptable.
I think what you, look, what are you willing to how are you willing to let someone treat you is one right. of the first things you need to think about. Are you willing to be someone who's suspicious and that suspicion creates this other person inside? Like, I was just a little boy, so I was right. working it out, but I don't want to be a jealous guy. I don't want to feel like I trying to sort or figure out and keep track of this person's stories and yeah. watching.
Cut complicated people out.
Yeah, it's too much. And so, you know, I've definitely been with less people than I should have or would have liked to be, but that's because I just didn't want to deal. It just didn't. It's hard.
Nick, Bryn?
Sorry, I was dealing with something, so I missed half of that.
Totally fine. Oh my God. You have things yeah. to deal with.
Have you been cheated on?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Was what'd that the guy in LA or... Or
Yeah. Uh-huh. What I do?
Yeah.
We broke up.
Did you give him another chance?
So he broke up with me once before, and he wasn't cheating then, but
supposedly.
And then I stupidly took him back because he's just said all the right things, you know. And you want to believe that they're
yes,
changing.
Yes, I know.
It's so different when you're in the situation.
It
and
is.
Then,
there's so many feelings involved.
Yeah,
and things then you liked about it.
And then we broke up, and I said, was very nice about it. I was like, yeah, I hope the next person is treats you well, because I knew everything. And he still was denying it, and he was like, it's not about another person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it is, and we can be grown-ups about it, but it's fine.
I just realized something.
What?
What'd you realize?
You had homework.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I didn't do it, and because... And because...
Oh, great. Go. Excuses. Here come
it's
the excuses.
It's not an excuse. I got my period, and it's really gnarly. Because I haven't had it...
Totally acceptable
really
excuse.
Yeah.
It's the only excuse.
It's more than normal, because I haven't had it for 2 months because of my birth control.
Oh, I see.
So, because I just...
Wait, did you get off birth control, or...?
I got a new one in January.
The implant?
Yeah, the implant.
And what, is it hard the first, will it settles in, the new one?
It's just like your body is just kind of like resetting itself, and just has to get used to it again, because it's like the old one was, you know, lower, just running out of hormones and stuff.
Sure.
So I was getting a period again regularly. So now that I'm back, it's totally normal to skip a couple months, but, you know, it's all built up, kind of.
Yikes.
So,
right. Oof.
A little
like
gnarly.
Three linings to shed instead of just the one.
Gnarly's enough. Everyone
yeah,
gets
I got it.
Yep. I was stressing the fuck out about it, though, because I spent the weekend. I slept over two nights, and I was stressing
so
out.
So just a ton of BJs, then?
Why are you stressing?
I didn't want to bleed in his brand new bed.
Oh, yeah, sure. God. That's true. You bring
yes.
the towels. Yeah.
yeah. And so I'm.
Did
just,
you? I mean, he knew, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
This was
he
going
took
on.
Me to Safeway. And I was like, we got to get the. Like, I bought tampons.
I need.
And
I need depends.
Because I was just.
Doubling
freaked,
up.
I was
right.
just freaked out because I'm like, this is still new. And yeah. it's like, I haven't had a period in so long. And he was so nice about it. But still, I'm just like. And I was cramping. And I was really putting it. Holding my strong face, but I was stressing. I'm like, please.
Yeah. So great weekend for him, too.
Yeah, I barely slept. I barely slept because I was just so paranoid about
it. But did it cross your mind to just split, to just go, you know what I should do? I should just go home.
It did, but it's like we don't really see each other to begin with because of our busy, our cross schedules. So I was like, I'll tough it out. So
it was you're tripled up.
Was, yeah, I wonder if it crossed his mind. Maybe you should go.
Go home.
Get out of here with your
I'm sure he's like, I'll
heavy
take a BJ.
Period. Oh, you're offering BJs? Yeah. No, that's okay. You can stay. It's totally fine.
No. Well, no, I would bet probably I would have the same opinion. I wouldn't think twice about it. Natural stuff happens, but it sounds like it kept you up.
Yeah.
So that to me would be why I might, if it were me, I would go, you know what? I'm never going to sleep tonight. I might as well go home.
Well,
I'm going to go.
Might as well.
It's just with this birth control. Sometimes like it's just at random. You can't really, it's light and then it disappears and then it comes back and it's super heavy. So this time around it's like.
What's this thing called again?
Nexapan, I think.
Nexapan?
I think so.
It's the little implant that you
that
have
goes
in
your arm.
Yeah. They pull out the old one and put a new one in.
Yeah.
Is that?
Okay. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've slept at someone new's house, you know, so, but I do remember that feeling different reasons in different times in my life where I'm like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. And I'm laying in someone else's bed at their house going, is it wrong to just get up and
leave
like
a note
and have a bowl of cereal or whatever, or turn on the TV? Like, I'm just laying here. What am I doing? Right. And you end up laying there the whole night because you don't want to be weird in their house.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was in and out of sleep, so I was sleeping, but I would wake up and be like, okay. Like, and then I would go to the bathroom just to, like, try to, you know.
Check.
Yeah.
Squeezing, clenching the whole time.
Yes, like, clenching my legs together. Like, you're not moving.
Yeah, you could. Well, generally.
Why do you want me to check it with my hand?
I don't know how girls check it. I wonder.
You can feel it when you're standing up, but sometimes when you're laying down, it sort of like finds its way out. And
but the minute you get out of bed,
it goes whoosh.
You just feel this weight.
Oh,
you guys feel it, huh?
It was like a gravity pull, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just like,
well, it's pooling and it's in the canal, but it just pooled there. And then you stand up and it's like,
and then you're like running into the bathroom. Yeah, even with the tampon
on, you feel that gush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. If it's getting past your tampon, for sure you feel that.
Interesting. Yeah, especially like waking up when you have your period, it's the worst. Oh, you're like, God. Can I make it?
I learned so much on these shows, guys. I love you guys.
All right, well, that's
you two need
do
to get ready
for
that
one.
When you're.
It does it for
kids.
This one.
Well, what if they ask you a question? What if you have to go buy tampons? You two, like.
I'll buy tampons, but mom.
Oh, I don't think
stuff.
It. Yeah, I mean that's look. Yeah.
Mom's gonna teach the mom.
My
stuff.
Dad's done it plenty of times for all of us.
Sure, he's got all girls in the house. You got to do it. John buys me tampons whenever I need them, which is never anymore.
Lucky.
We have a box, though. Riley's girlfriends come over, and they need tampons. I'm like, yeah, there's some in there. Go ahead.
Oh, that's so nice,
that's
of,
nice
you.
Of you.
That's very accommodating. That nice
well, I have a box that I'd never finish, so.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
I wasn't really getting it for years. I have an IUD, so for years I didn't have a period anyway, and now I just don't think I have those anymore.
Now I just
have hot flashes.
Is the IUD still in?
It is. I'm going to get it pulled out pretty soon, I guess.
Oh, that's good luck. That hurts, I heard.
Oh, it's just you cramp up a little. It's nothing.
Oh, I heard it.
It's no big deal. You have to get it replaced every few years, so it's like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just.
But
like,
this time you'll just get it out and not even.
I think I'll just not even. I think I'll just get it out. Right, although, I don't know. I mean, I don't have periods or cramps, but I don't know if I would still ever get a cramp or anything. Sometimes I feel myself ovulate. Or, you know, it feels like that pinchy feel.
Well, that's why I got birth control, is because it helped my cramps so much. So
oh my
I just,
God,
I was
so
cramping,
much.
But I just felt like very tired and just a little uncomfortable. Whereas before, I couldn't go to work. And
whoa.
I would,
oh,
or
no,
I would go to
terrible.
Work and I was just white in the face. And I'm like, I'm just going to power through.
All my blood's coming out down
well,
here.
Clean, shoes are buy one, get one turn.
All right. Okay. On that note, we're going to end this thing. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. I look forward to getting to some of these bad advices. Doesn't mean you can't send yours. Please do. Bryn, BRYN @RadioAlice.com. Vincent, those magic words.
The end.